Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My loved one requires an MRI. The doctor told me that this image could take an hour or more to complete. My loved one can't sit still for an hour, especially in a tube, which is how an MRI machine is set up. What are we to do? Answer. Again, this is an excellent question. Before we get into the answer, I first want to mention that if you happen to hear any crying in the background, on August 28th, I and my wife welcomed Sarah Glazer into the world. So until Brain Injury Answers has their own private studio, we will be sharing it with others. Not only do I mention this to share it with my listeners, but I also mention this because just like your loved one is unable to follow a command to sit still, a baby is not able to be quiet on command if they're crying because they need something answered. But the way we treat a baby crying is very different than the way we would treat someone with a brain injury who is not sitting still for an image. So there are many ways to go about obtaining an MRI. First off, one has to be aware of why is the imaging occurring. Is the imaging occurring just for interesting knowledge, for prognosis, or is the imaging that will occur actually going to change the course of events? Will the imaging that occurs allow one to put more weight into their leg? Will it allow one to know whether they need further surgery in their brain? Or is it only going to tell someone what's happening right now and nothing's going to change? In many cases, a doctor wants an image just to know where are we at from 3, 6, 9, 12 months ago. But if knowing where we're at is not going to necessarily change what is actually going to happen, it may not be that important to obtain the image at that time. So that is the first step. What is the importance of this image? Will it change the course of events? The next step to this, if the image is important, if it is needed, if it will likely change the course of events, or tell someone, no, don't pursue a certain course of events, then how will we go about obtaining this image? So, first off, see if maybe it can wait a week or two. Will within a week or two, is there any hint of more insight being obtained where the patient will be able to sit still during the image and follow commands? If that's not possible, let's look at medicinal ways to control behavior for that time period of the image. Will one dose of a certain medication allow for a person to go through an image? If one dose of one medication is not going to allow for that, then the next step up is to consult anesthesiologists. So just like an anesthesiologist uses anesthesia and other medicines to sedate someone, to take pain away from someone during surgery, one can use anesthesia during an image to allow for the image to be accomplished. For example, when someone has a colonoscopy, meaning a camera is placed up one's colon to look for polyps, one receives sedation to help keep them calm throughout that process, as it might be an uncomfortable experience if anesthesia, the sedation, is not used. So in the same case for an image that's required, one can involve anesthesia, and based on the risks of anesthesia within the milieu, the setting of what's going on with the patient, one would then maybe likely be able to then obtain the image. So as we see, there are a few ways to go about it. First, understand if there's an importance to obtaining the image right away or whether it could wait. Two, can one just use an oral medication or an injectable medication? If not, then let's consult the anesthesiologist, who will then be able to use stronger medications and monitoring in the patient. Now again, you have to speak to the patient's doctor. There might be reasons why anesthesiology being given is not going to be a safe method. There's multitude of reasons, a multitude of medical reasons, and again, like anything, you have to weigh the risks and the cons, the pros, the cons, and see if the image is needed and why it's needed and what is the best way to go about the image. So again, if an image is needed, do not be afraid. There's ways to go about it. And let's all hope that the images that occur will only change the course of medical and rehabilitation events for the positive. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.